People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
A $200 product in your business. We're going to repeat some of the stuff we said yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is a brand new day, and I need you to stick in your head. The difference between massive income and residual income goes as follows. What do you think of massive income as a house? And you're fixing and flipping that house. You got me? Fixing and flipping a house, that's massive income. Yes?
Yes.
All right, good. That's massive income. Residual income is buying and holding that house. Everybody got me? Mm-hmm. Let me share my screen real quick. And just so it could be up here for display. I don't see my notes. There we go. So for display purposes, you can see I've got here, right? How to make $100,000 product, how to sell, all this stuff that you see here. Can you see it? It's real small. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is I'll make it a tad bit bigger. It will also be in the notes so you can copy and paste it, but I will make it bigger so you can see it real quick. Better?
Yes.
Outstanding. So you can see it real quick. It's big. You got an email?
Yeah, I got it.
Outstanding. So everybody's on the same page. This is what I do so well. Okay? This is I break stuff down, put it in manageable pieces, and then find a way to absolutely dominate said manageable pieces because why not? That's my goal, my hope in life. That's what I'm always trying to do. Everybody got that? Good. Now, you're going to figure out for me how are you going to create a $200 product. Before you do that, the bottom section is monthly payments, residual income. That is me saying collect money. The top half is me saying sell what you know. You can do one or the other, or you can combine both, because that's exactly what I do. This is the explanation I was supposed to be giving yesterday. Is Vince listening? Is he here?
Yes. So
this is exactly the section he wants. Now, there are only two ways to make money. You collect it or you sell what you know. I need you to receive that. I'm not the first person to say it. I won't be the last to say it, but it is high level of awareness stuff. You make money or you sell money. excuse me, make money or you collect money. You sell what you know or you collect money. Netflix collects money. Mm-hmm. Right? When they do a Netflix original, they sell what they know and collect money. Mm-hmm. Get it? Band-Aid, the actual brand, because I know you think it's all called Band-Aids, because that's how much they dominate the market. But that's actually a brand. That is selling what they know. We know how to patch you up. We selling that. You get it? If they started a monthly membership, of you can get Band-Aids for your four-year-old son so he can feel tough and strong, you know, because that's what we do. At least I'm a boy. Look, Mom. Right? You know, just me. But that does work out for people like me. Anytime I sit back and say, bring me money on a residual basis, on an over and over basis, that means I'm collecting money. Making this make sense to you? Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm selling you a coaching package, I'm selling what I know. Mm-hmm. This conference is selling what I know. Mm-hmm. If I gave you monthly access to this conference, and I will be selling what I know while collecting money. The business accelerator is collecting money and selling what I know. I love to combine the two. And let me tell you why I love to combine. It's not that I try to combine the two. It's just my brain won't stop making me combine the two. That's the real truth. I often sell what I know. It's what I do. But then I go, nah, can't I make people just pay me all the time for this? I can't help myself. I can't. I don't know if it came from the streets. I'm not sure where it came from. But getting money once, it just doesn't fit right with me. Okay? Now I go, how can I make this a monthly program? And every time I do that, this is why I got so many monthly programs. I have so many. Because I'm always trying to figure out, how can I make sure that no matter what happens to me, I ain't fit to be broke.
Amen.
Y'all feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I make sure that I done flew off to India, but money never stopped in America? Because that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. What happens, and I am grateful for it. Whew, I love it. Okay, you get the point. That's the full explanation of what I know. Y'all got that? Mm-hmm. Outstanding. That is good. I think that suffices. We cool with that? Mm-hmm. Cool. Good. Now, collecting money. Nice. No, collecting money. Selling what you know. Yes, we good. Now, $200 product by 500 people. $500 product by 200 people. $100 product by 50 people. $4,000 product by 25 people. If you currently have a business and you're saying, well, man, look, my product is $43.33. You don't have that option. Don't worry. Take $100,000 and divide it by $43.33, and that will give you how many people you need to sell it to. You get it? Mm-hmm. Yes. Question over here.
You just helped me break something down because I have products that basically are the both. I have some that are a one-time product that we have products that we can basically do both with. We have a product that can be a one-time product, but then it also goes into a residual product as well. And so I was thinking, because with the products that we have, we can do a one-time sale of so much to so many people. But residually, it'll kill us. So so you kind of helped me figure out how we can get to how many people we know we need to get to a certain amount a month. Because I was trying to figure that one out.
So what am I trying to ask you? You tell us we helped you figure it out, mm-hmm. But what did you figure out?
Okay. I figured, because I'm sitting here looking at the numbers and I'm like, ooh, servicing like 100 people at $83 a month would hurt us. But if I take our product that we sell at, you know, $200 a month, then I can, and do what you just said, just take that and divide that, then I'll know the that number. And then we have a product that is $1,825 a month. So if I break that down, then I'll know. So that's how you help me out. So thank you very much.
Yeah, take, if you
have current products that doesn't fit my model, what you do is just take your product and you make it fit the model. That's price of oil change at Fastlane?
$34.99.
All right. My fancy that was. I run these books. We got $34.99. So someone take a, actually let's do this, let's share your calculator for me on the screen so you can make it for a higher quality photo so I can video. I'm doing this, we already answered it, but some people are visual, not audio, or not audible. You're going to take 100,000 and you're going to divide that by 34.99. 99 to 2000.
That's it.
Boom, 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 boom. That's our culture. That's our culture. It's juvenile, if you didn't know. All right.
2,857.
So if you have a $34.99 product, you need to reach 2,858 people. Mm-hmm. Got it? That's what you do there. Yeah, all right, you can stop. You can stop sharing your screen. I just want to show that to you for visual learners. Mm-hmm. You just re-plug in the numbers to what fits your product. It doesn't mean you have to, because some of you, you probably can't. She's like, oh well, I could do $25. The model says $25. Let me just discount it. But now you lose the money, right? Yeah. You don't want to discount it, yeah. And you probably don't want to be known as a $50 oil sale place either, right? So you can't go up. So don't do either. Just take what you have and create a system. So let's stick here real quick with 2,580 people?
2,858.
So let's do 2,858. What we're going to do now is we're going to take 2,858. Write this down in chat.
Okay.
I need $34.99. And I need to reach 2,858 people to get to $100,000. Now, this is the brilliance of this plan. If you looked at what I wrote down for you, I actually gave you 10 streams of income. Mm-hmm. I never intended for you to do one at a time.
Right.
If you do all this, you do 1 million instead of 100,000. I intended for you, this is why we did the pay expenses first. I intended for you to get rid of your expenses so the rest of this is all profit.
Right.
Get me? So now we want all changes at Fastlane alone to bring in $100,000.
Right.
That's how we're thinking now. Right. We're not thinking, how do I make $100,000? We're saying, I picked this product. Mm-hmm. Now that I picked it,
yeah.
I need to make $100,000 with it. Mm-hmm. Now imagine, would either of you, husband and wife, be offended if four of your products at Fastlane brought in $100,000 a piece?
Not at all.
Nails can get done every week. Haircuts every 3 days. You know what I'm saying? He just stay faded up. You know what I mean? Right? Baby, your mustache is so beautiful today. That's right, baby. I can afford to keep it that way, right? They wouldn't even work in the office in that capacity no more. They would have all their smell like perfume and cologne, and they would say, no. Can we train him, Melissa? Can we get him trained? Stuff like that is how that will change. So can you see old cyber space people? I had so many words in my head.
Okay. You just did something for me. I want to share.
Okay. All right. Turn it around. Let's share.
Before, I've thought about it, but it hit me like it's in cement right now. I've always seen Fastlane as one whole thing. Until this moment.
Good stuff.
Until this moment, asthma and just broke into products. I saw that. Come to Fast Lane. No, I'm not thinking $34.99 is a product. $39.99 is a product. $79.99 is a product. $59.99 is a product. Alignment is a product. Tire rotation is a product. I didn't see it. I just saw it as Fast Lane.
Get there?
Yeah. So now, like the market is making sense. It just hit now. Now
what to focus on? Like for 1-2 weeks, you may focus on pushing the. You know what I'm saying? It's just broken products for me. That's all I'm
going to
say right now.
I'm about the best she even more.
Okay.
Because I'm about to bless you even more because I like multiple streams of income.
Right.
And I don't treat any business like one income. Yeah. I just don't think that's smart.
Right.
I understand every product has a different audience.
Right.
Get it?
Right.
Now, let's stick with Fastlane. Energy wanted us to go this way. Mm-hmm. We need to get 2858. The question is, can it be done? Is how can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
What path do I, as Sarah Wilson, need to take? Whose email is Liddell's wife at
gmail.com.
How do I? When I first saw, I said, "Every day, you know." They say, "Yeah." I said, okay.
When she told it to me, I was like, "Yes, ma'am."
Okay. Hey, put your name on it. Now, don't even try to holler this way. The email says taken. I understand. Now, I'm trying to figure out, as Sarah, how do I create a stream of income that's $100,000 for my husband? Now, as husband, I'm trying to figure out how do I create a stream of income that's $100,000 for my wife. Now, what I'm not attempting to do is, for me, the way my motivation is set up, I don't really work well for me.
Right.
I have to have something
awesome.
That pulls me.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I gotta make sure Tempest has. You know what I'm saying? That is enough to keep me, you know, moving as fast as possible. So I'm just kind of projecting myself on that, right? I would never, all right, how can I make $100,000 for me? That's not enough to pull me. I'm too much of a protector, provider to be motivated by that, you know? I'm at my best me when stuff is crazy. I'm calm, I'm far more empathetic. Oh my God, my mama just died. Oh, baby. Got you, I understand, right? That's when I... Any other time, I'm just an alpha male that really is getting on your nerves. You know what I'm saying? And stuff goes wrong, it's like, that's why I love him. Right? Stuff like that. Right? well, I know my flaws. I know my flaws.
I'm with you, bro.
Okay.
You get eye cuts over here like that. Hey, I got you when your chips are down. I got you.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. There you is. I need love to have you all the time. Yeah. Right? It's a flaw. Flaw, Pam Norris. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Pray for me. $34.99, I get 2,858 people. I'm trying to figure out how. I obviously, everybody should be listening to this, missing bait.
Bait, yeah.
I don't have nothing to bring you in with. Right. What, and I'm not only am I missing bait, I'm missing the automatic answer to why should you come here? Nah, that was loaded. That was super loaded. I just loaded that. And before, well, let me keep listening. I'm not just missing bait. I'm missing the automatic answer of why should you come here? I'm most greatly missing, can I even handle that many people? Mm-hmm. That's a major problem, okay? There's so many different reasons that you wouldn't be able to handle it. Your current credit card processor will penalize you for having that many customers. Mm-hmm. They're out there like that. You can do a certain amount of transactions a month. Mm-hmm. The way your bank account set up, can you even have that many deposits go through? Mm-hmm. They have those kind of, most the banks are crooked, but I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Should one of you banks like to actually no, I wouldn't even do that. I'm sorry. I don't see myself. My wokeness won't allow me to mess with a few banks. The banks that I know are responsible for last recession and the one that's about to happen right now. I know who you are. I won't name you. But it's just public knowledge. And you're also part of the Federal Reserve, too. But we won't bother you with that either. Don't let my wokeness. Maxine wants to say something.
No.
Okay. But for the rest of you banks, you just come on in here and you can give us money. We appreciate it. And I'd rather it be donation money. Amen. Sponsorship. We call it sponsorship. That'll get a good tax write-off for you. Because we for profit. We not non-profit. I just want to look at the camera. Let me know. I'm missing, can my current system handle this many customers? That's a year. So that's not bad. What is 2858 divided by 365? What is that? Because this is busy work. Every day is busy.
Yeah.
Right. Ain't no downtime.
7.8.
That's 8 customers a day. Well, I can handle that for one product. I don't know no more. Can we do 8 oil changes a day without messing up? Or this is always my problem. Or do I need to hire more people? I always have to hire more people. It is my number one problem, but my business model is designed that way. Mm-hmm. My business model is to wait until I have to hire. I hire slow and I fire fast. But I always have very few people that I overpay. Mm-hmm. It's a better work environment that way. You just give me 8 people servicing 10,000 people a day, but they all getting paid $1 million salaries. And it's like, we ain't going nowhere, right? You know, stuff like that, right? What else would Ken's audience need to hear? Liddell's audience need to hear? So I got that. Well, you tell me now. I got to get to 2,858 customers in a year. What immediate fears or thoughts pop up in your head?
Immediate thought for me is I need to make this a funnel. I can't just sell one product. All right. And he talked about a free offer. Immediately he had mentioned tire rotation, so I immediately was like, hey, come on in, we'll check your tires for free, come on in, get an oil change, and then from there, hey, got some windshield wipers, you need to replace those, hey, your alignment's a little off when we checked your wheels, it looks like it's wearing a certain way, we've got an alignment special right now for X amount. You know, I always think of the dentist example that I say a lot of, they're always trying to upsell you, so instead of thinking, and I know you're getting there, but I just want to throw that out there now. Of I immediately in my head, I'm like, okay, what other products can I upsell you on? Not everyone's going to take that. But if I'm worried about getting 2,800 and something customers, but instead of that, I can get
700 customers, and 300 of those take all my upsells, and it's more profitable for me on those upsells. I'm not going to waste, you know, I'm still going to advertise and stuff, but you guys are in a smaller town, and so you don't have the flow of traffic like Houston does, right? So you have to be strategic with how you're positioning your business, and it's got to be a lot of these upsells and natural flow upsells, not like, hey, by the way, we can paint your car purple. Yeah. You know, that's not, you know, but it's, you know, hey, we can do a tire rotation. Right. We can, hey, we got a mechanic on site. Oh, you know, your alternator's going. If you get it done now in advance, you're not going to have the problem of your car not starting. Right. And also, we got a discount we can give you, whatever. I don't like doing the discount thing, but I think with your business, it can work on those higher ticket items, right, as long as you make sure you're getting your profit. Because people will pay. If I've learned anything in life, and my wife and I talk about this all the time, people that have like no money, they're in poverty, but they'll save up to get a belt with an H on it for $500.
Exactly.
People got the money. You just have to show them like why they should buy from you and not from somebody else. Right. Why they should spend their money there. And it's pretty, I don't want to say it's easy, but I know how much I'll pay my mechanic, or now I'm going to call him my fiduciary.
Yeah.
Because he actually cares and he'll tell me the legit stuff. Right. But I know how much I pay him, and I think it's easier in your business to charge and get a better profit depending on, you know, parts costs and that sort of stuff. But I think those upsells are the key for you guys to really focus on those and how you can streamline people into those. Because along with that, customer service, which you guys probably already do just because I've met you. If you can do that, you'll find, and I did this growing up for oil changes, like I would drive out of my way to go to places that had better customer service, that delivered more value, which we talk about a lot. I don't know if anyone's going to come from Houston to Columbus.
We have
to
come about 15, 20 miles away from us.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you go. And that's what you need, right? Because that's your market. Your market is in Houston, probably
Houston,
80 miles or something. Something like that. Yeah. So that's a little far. But, yeah, you got it right. You want people coming around that area to you and not to any other place out there changing it themselves and stuff. Right. So, yeah, that's my whole spiel is I'm a big funnel guy for my audience knows that, but I'm a big funnel guy. And that's what I think you guys, I think you got the components there and you were talking about, you never thought of it as products before. Right. Think of it as a funnel. Like where can I start them from and what's the highest ticket thing I can do for them? And sometimes I start there. I start, what's the highest ticket thing? What do I want to take them to? And that's there. I work my way backwards to figure out like, okay, here's the beginning part.
Yeah.
And I start pushing them through there. So that's my thought process.
Definitely. That's a good thought process,
and that's the next thing we'll cover. So write down for me, how do I funnel? How can I set up a funnel to get to this many people? That'll be the next thing. Who else had stuff that popped up?
Well, I heard Bastien say something.
No.
we're picking on you.
Totally is right.
Yeah, how can I funnel this? Because, but Ken understands is I don't want to serve these people. I want them to serve themselves. Mm-hmm. And but he's trying to do is a funnel's free labor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though you're going to give me money, $100,000, mm-hmm, I'd like to get it at no cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can I get the $100,000 and keep the $100,000? Mm-hmm. Is what his process is. Now, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
No sense of getting $100,000 and spending out $90,000 to get it. I mean, while that works, that's just fine. Thank you. But that works, but that's not what I want. That's not why I go to all this work. You understand? I mean, like the guy from yesterday, you bring me back $2 million, $20 million, and I give you $200,000. That's what happened yesterday. That's 1%.
Yeah.
They gave the guy a $200,000 salary and said, now, but you got to bring in $20 million in revenue. That's 1% of the salary. That's so genius. That's so capitalistic. It really is. That is so capitalistic.
I don't want to say fall for, but people are falling for that.
Yes.
In corporate America right now. They're working themselves to death. They may be burned out after a couple of years, and that corporation is living off that, you know, 100 times over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Technically 99.99 times.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're technically living off that 99.99 times. That is genius. That is, boy, I tell you, you gotta have no morals to do something like that. You'd be like, you know what? We just gonna rape and pillage everybody. I'm burn them out. We get another one, right? That's how you gotta think of that. I mean, yeah, that is serious. Some serious stuff there. Now, that's a $34 system. Pause right quick. That, Mitch, unmute your mic. I'm gonna do both of you at the same time. Okay. Now, be thinking of all the questions. We're going to do both of your businesses individually. Vince, give me a product that has a real dollar amount.
For my business? Okay.
Yep.
See, that's it goes back to yesterday when we were talking. See, with me being with the credit repair company that I am, things are so regulated that I really don't have any wiggle room in what I can do. So I've already done the numbers as far as what I can do on mine. For example, for those 500 customers, the product is $199. I get $100 direct sales. So with that, if I did do that 500, that gives me 50,000 right there, direct sales. Then with the residual sales of $12, that gives me $6,000 a month. But that's basically, that's capped on what I can do within that company. That's why when you said I need to reach out to the DeMarie Group, I'm going to be talking with the DeMarie Group as soon as possible so that we can restructure my podcast and my brand where that I can start to put all this business mastery into play for me so it's not regulated by someone else's income.
I love everything you said. We're going to handle his situation in that trap. So I got a no trap and a trap. Mm-hmm. His is going to be to get out the trap so I can go get my own fast lane, right? That's him. It's under his brand for March Millionaire. And then we're going to do yours. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
That is fantastic. The easy way for him is to take his profit and then make it the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the product no more. The product is irrelevant right now. His profit is what's relevant. He knows he's going to get $100 per.
Yeah.
He now must figure out how many people he needs to get to the $100,000. And whatever number comes up, that's what he's going to sell. He's going to get a company that is stupid money. He wants his $100,000. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Easy math, but I'll just do it for calculator. Just share your calculator real quick. Everyone with some math that knows how to drop a few zeros knows what the math is, but $100,000 divided by $100 is do it with the calculator though, because once you start talking about numbers and math, some people just lose confidence and get lost. Unmute your mic, say it out loud for me. No.
100,000 divided by 100.
Should be
1,000
customers.
All right,
there you go.
Yeah, I knew the number, but visual people, right? You got visual learners. You always got to deal with the visual learners. Now, it's 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is now saying, how do I reach 1,000 people a year to get this? Why you have 2,858 for y'all. He has 1,000. They both get to the same goal. Vince just has to make someone else rich to get to his goal. You have to maybe have the opportunity to employ someone or not to get to your goal. Get it? We're going to handle both of those situations. Did y'all write that in chat for me, Vince's situation? Because I just need to know 1,000 customers. 1,000 customers. Who else? Who else wants to selfishly talk about your own business? Pam Norris. Pam Norris, let me hear you.
I have a $250 product.
Perfect number. It fits my example, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, $250. So almost fits my numbers. Put out your, use my voice, and we'll use your calculator. We're just simply doing this for visual people, right? Better audio, better visual experience. She's going to take $100,000 and she's going to divide it by $250. 25. No. Yes, that is right. 400. I felt like that was wrong. It seemed so low. But that is right. I had to do the math in my head. 400 people. So I need you to write down for me 250 equals 400. Put Pam Norris. Is it a chat somewhere? Okay, yeah, I don't have my chat at the bottom, so it's all good. I got it at my little numbers so I can see. Who else? Let's go with Harold's Photography. Let's do that.
I got several ideas.
All right, he's there. He got several ideas. Let's grab the camera.
It's kind of a bit different, but I thought about, like, through advertising, I could, like, advertise on Facebook, Instagram, and say, professional headshots at the Marriott Hotel, reserve one of the little business rooms for free. Now, that doesn't mean they're getting a print for free. They're just getting the headshot taken for free. And then on the back side, I can put an amount of what it would actually cost to get the image set up where it's going to be for share on Facebook, or if they want to print it as large as 8x10 or 16x20, and there will be costs associated with that that I can size out digitally and can email it directly to the client right there on the spot. And if I have multiple sessions and I need more photographers to come in, I just pay them a smaller hourly fee because I have all the gear and camera equipment, and we could have three backdrops in one room, and they can choose the backdrop they want, take the pictures, and keep it rolling. I even thought about, far as the volume, far as numbers, even getting with the churches and getting with the pastor and say, let me come photograph your members at your church on the major holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, et cetera, kind of like a retainer fee in a way, and get that established. And by me doing this, pastor, well, I shoot your deaconess board or your deacon board, and that's at my cost. And I will provide you with a nice large portrait of you and the First Lady that you can hang up in the atrium or wherever you want to put it. And every time that I come to these sessions, automatically you get your sessions for free. Well, it's not costing him anything, but I already have a built-in body of individuals at the congregation knowing I'm coming on a regular basis at these integral parts of the season, and I can generate income that way. And then, of course, with Little League sports and all that, I shoot those anyway. But I think in the realm of photography, everybody has camera phones now. But a camera phone can't really do what a professional camera can do. It's just the specs and everything. It's a whole lot different. But providing digital negative is just a click. And processing it out is real simple. That I can show the parents, well, I come to Little League, shoot your kids, put it on the site, charge so much for a particular download, and go that way.
No, no, you feel the same point, point it this way. He means photography shoot the kids.
Thank you.
It's crazy out here.
Yeah.
You can put it back over that.
Let's say portrait sessions. You're making it a whole lot easier. Take portrait sessions. And I even thought about, like, I have a friend who's a great DJ. So he's always booking events. If I can get in the DJ events and shoot freelancing, the individuals having a good time dancing or whatever they're doing, give them my business card with a link on it. And with the link, all these images will be uploaded on my website. And they can go to the website, they see the images, they like them, they charge $5 for a digital download. They can use it how they want to. So it just costs me my time on the front end, but on the back end, I'm advertising. I'm giving them my business card so they know my name. In theory, my DJ is always getting events where there's going to be hundreds of individuals in attendance. So I'm maximizing based on the volume of people who are going to be at one site at one time.
Okay. No. What do you got in
there? Let me put it here. But before I get to John Lewinsky, so two questions for you. Can I help fix your system? You got everything pretty good except for like two parts. And well, let me ask something first. You want me to help give you some? All right, yeah, good. All right, I'll say. Okay, cool. I'm gonna come back to it in a second. Just remind, put down in the chat for me. Terrible bait. Free headshots, perfect. Method, bad. Okay, and I'll fix that. Okay, I'll fix that. The product, after I take a headshot for free, what is the dollar amount of the product you want me to go to?
About 125.
125, all right. So we're going to take $100,000 from me. Share the screen for me. Share the calculator. Share the calculator.
Okay.
$100,000 divided by 125 and give me those customers. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the numbers I gave you was numbers, but this 800 customers. He needs 800 people. So I need all that down. I need all of that down. You want all of this down because every last one of you have a very different situation. And when I answer questions for every last one of you, not only am I going to be answering questions for you, your brain is going to be like, oh, man, I could do this. Right? I could do this. Oh, he saved money. I wonder if I could save money the way he just told me. Especially when I get to, in fact, I'm going to fix your system first. Okay? Before, I was going to do Fastlane, but I'm going to do yours first because he got all the right ideas. Let me just go. Go ahead, John Lewis.
I was listening to his product and everything, and it reminded me of a documentary I saw not too long ago about patent trolls, and somebody had a similar idea, and there's a patent troll out there that actually is looking for people that are doing similar things and hitting them with lawsuits. If you want, I can try to find the details on that. See if he's still, you know, running around hitting up people that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Let's find that. We like information like that. Let's find out who's doing it. The reason why we want to find out is Pat Trolls, because first off, it's a fantastic capitalistic thing he's doing. That's terrible. You got to be able to see the good and the bad, right? First off, I want to see what kind of business plan he's on. I see if I need to hire him or something. You know, if I want to hire hackers to do my cybersecurity, it just makes sense. It just, you know, I want someone that's devious to then change you, right? And all right, now you put on the tie, you're good now. You're a good person, right? You know, stuff like that. Secondly, we want to make sure Harold doesn't sound anything like this. And the wording and you get it? We want to make sure that all his marketing stays away from that. You get it? I think that's it. Anybody just burning to go? Okay. Yeah. The more you... Anyway, go ahead.
I'm telling me, hold my mute.
With go figure.
Wait a minute. I'm about to mute.
I'm going to need all of what's in your head. I heard you reserve yourself. Give me everything if you want me to help you. Okay. All right.
When I was on the Bureau podcast with Vincent Law, I was telling them about Go Figure, and I was letting them know that my main thing that I really want to do is just help people master what they use every day, which is math. And they said, Vince came up with it first. He said, you know what? I see people all the time, especially females, anywhere from 30 to 60, 70 years of age, always on their phone playing Candy Crush and things like that, mm-hmm. and being obsessed with it. Maybe you should come up with an app that does a game with Go Figure and people can solve math equations, and that way they can learn math concepts. That's what I have so far. And I know I had the concept of 5-minute math where I would record myself doing a math concept for 5 minutes. Just get in, get out, you know, teach everything in the concept, but do it in 5 minutes to where people can understand.
All right. I mean, mute yourself. It's coming out. Y'all want to keep talking because stuff is going to come out of my brain. I'm holding my mules, but I can't hold this one, okay?
Your video game needs to be like Candy Crush. Okay? It needs to be colorful and all that dropping candy stuff. Like Candy Crush. Okay? You can easily get that done by building an idea in your head and going to Fiverr.com, finding someone in India or Bangladesh and say, hey, I want to work with you. I need this done, this done, this done, this done. In-app purchases is with you because right, find the right person on Fiverr. That's I'm trying to hold.
Vince had mentioned Darrell North, so I had
to go to Darrell. Darrell is going to actually be far better. That's actually going to be a far better idea. Let me say this here: go to Fiverr.com, as that will cost you very little. Okay.
If you got now, a budget for it, Darrell, you're going to get very high quality, very good product.
It's going to go right now. Yeah. As for you, okay, since I ain't giving generous as well, you need to go to Darrell since I bought that company. I'm just saying. Right?
So can you look this all up?
You know what I'm saying.
We use Darrell for all our apps.
You know, you email freshtech@theatsjr.com, we can hook you up. You're going to pay about $40,000 to $70,000. To get exactly what you want, it is going to be great. It is going to be what you need. It's going to make sure you win the first time. And sometimes you got to pay more money. I think about this in football. You run across the middle, juggle the ball. Now your head is going to get knocked off by the middle linebacker, the strong safety. And both of them way too fast for their size. You understand what I'm saying? And now you ain't got no more head. You get it. Now you're in rehab. Dave over here. You know, he trying to teach you how to use your neck again. You understand? You got Dave rehabbing you. You don't want to do that. I wouldn't go to Fiverr if I was you, because you have access to resources most people don't. For the rest of you, do your due diligence on the people, because I'm trying to save you money, right? I'm trying to say, oh yeah, retire 180 days, man, let's go spend $120,000 to do this. That's not a good course, okay? That's just not a good conference at all. Now, I was going to fix him first. Let me fix you first, because you had a lot of holes up in there. Let me ask you, how much you want to make $100,000?
Yes.
All right. I need you to do a lot of stuff different. I need you to take your 5-minute math to 30-second math.
Okay.
You should write that down.
Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. It's a new year and time for you to get some new cash for all your old, unwanted jewelry. We are your trusted store to turn those items into immediate cash. Stop in today.